In a year that has seen uncertainty in politics, housing, and the economy, New York City has found a reason to celebrate. Crime rates are plummeting to historic lows. According to the New York Police Department, NYPD, both shootings and subway crimes have dropped significantly in 2025, marking the city's safest period in more than two decades. City officials released the latest CompStat report this week, revealing that shooting incidents have fallen by more than 40% compared to the same period in 2024. Between January and October 2025, the city recorded 596 shooting incidents and 744 victims, down from 1,030 incidents and 1,220 victims last year. "These numbers tell a story of resilience and progress," said Police Commissioner Edward Caban during Monday's press conference. "We are not just reducing crime, we are rebuilding trust between law enforcement and our communities." Metro subway crimes hit a historic low. Perhaps even more striking is what's happening underground. The NYPD Transit Bureau confirmed that major transit crimes, including robbery, assault, and grand larceny, fell 14% in October compared to the same month last year. October 2025 recorded just 154 major transit incidents, the lowest number since 2010. Officials credit the decline to an increased police presence on trains and platforms, as well as new surveillance technology that tracks suspicious activity in real time. "We've doubled patrols during peak hours and introduced smart monitoring systems that help us respond faster," said Chief of Transit Michael Kemper. "The result is a safer subway system and a more confident public." Commuters seem to agree. "I ride the subway every day for work," said Maria Alvarez, a Brooklyn resident. "I used to see fights or thefts almost weekly. Now, it feels much calmer. People aren't as tense." Cityscape community policing and tech at the core. Experts say that the city's safety gains are no coincidence. The combination of community policing, data-driven deployment, and advanced surveillance tools has transformed how New York fights crime. Under Mayor Eric Adams, the NYPD expanded neighborhood coordination programs, assigning officers to specific communities to foster local relationships. This approach, paired with real-time crime analytics, allows the department to identify trouble spots before incidents escalate. Dr. Rachel Green, a criminology professor at John Jay College, noted, "New York has been a testing ground for predictive policing. By analyzing patterns, time, location, behavior, police can make smarter patrol decisions. It's not perfect, but it's effective." Still, critics caution that technological surveillance must be balanced with privacy concerns. Civil rights groups have urged transparency about how facial recognition and monitoring data are used. SpeechBalloon public reaction, relief and skepticism. While many New Yorkers are relieved, not everyone is convinced the numbers tell the whole story. Some community activists argue that the focus on statistics ignores ongoing struggles with youth violence and mental health-related incidents. "Sure, shootings are down, but people are still scared," said Tamika Johnson, a Bronx community leader. "We need mental health outreach, after-school programs, and jobs, not just more cops and cameras." City Hall responded by emphasizing its broader investment strategy. This year, over $100 million in youth initiatives and community safety grants were deployed to schools, nonprofits, and small businesses in high-crime areas. Mayor Adams commented, "Public safety isn't only about arrests, it's about opportunity. When people have hope, the streets get safer." CHAR decreasing comparing NYC to other major cities. New York's success contrasts sharply with crime trends in other major U.S. cities. Chicago, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia continue to struggle with rising homicide and property crime rates, despite similar policing investments. According to the FBI's 2025 preliminary crime report, New York City now has one of the lowest violent crime rates among America's 10 largest metropolitan areas. That statistic could carry political weight heading into the city's 2025 mayoral election, where public safety remains a top voter concern. Oncoming police car, what comes next? The NYPD insists that the fight is not over. Officials plan to expand anti-gun initiatives in Brooklyn and the Bronx, areas that still experience sporadic violence, while improving officer training and accountability measures. Commissioner Caban summarized, "We can't afford complacency. Our mission is to make sure these record lows become the new normal, not just a temporary trend." For everyday New Yorkers, the change is already tangible. Fewer gunshots in the night. Fewer headlines about random subway attacks. A growing sense that, perhaps, the city really is turning a corner.